This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro. Criminal defense attorneys helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Everybody's upset about our last guest being a Dodgers fan. God forbid. Needed the preview on Nevada football. Now I know everything about Nevada football. It's going to be a tougher game. It's going to be a tough game for the Aztecs, Frank. Tough game for the Aztecs.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And we'll get into it a little bit more tomorrow. But, it's going to be a very, very difficult game for them.
We're going to get our picks in. At 12:30 with Skylar, the queen of college football, is going to be back.
There you go.
Making some good picks on a lot of good games out there in college football. Should be a fun time.
New leader in the picks.
Yeah.
Skylar.
Well, she's the queen of college football, so she's going to have to be the leader. She's good at picking the spreads. All of us were losing massive amounts of money, though, if we were actually doing this. By the way, college players and staff members can now potentially bet on professional sports. We're talking about that at 12:15.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
Gosh.
These guys cannot get out of their own way. We're going to talk Padres baseball here in a second, but I have to ask, you know, we got Clay in the South Bay on hold. What does he think about the Browns quarterback room that have gone from 6 players to now 3 players? Clay, what's going on, man?
Hey, gentlemen, it's a beautiful Thursday here in San Diego. I did touch the grass on my front lawn this morning. I cut it.
Nice. I love it. That's great.
Hey, the Browns, hey, I'm just happy that they're settling on Gabriel. I think he'll be a nice fit. He's a very decisive quarterback. You get him, get Judkins, and, you know, get some wide receivers doing their thing. I think we'll be fine going into Pittsburgh. George Steinbrenner would have fired Aaron Boone like 3 times by now. I mean, it's just crazy. It just proves one thing, though, guys, that money can't guarantee you a World Series. I'm concerned, Brayden. I'm concerned about Ohio State going into Illinois. I mean, Illinois, they're kind of up and down, but they're a tough team.
They're a 14.5-point dog at home, Clay.
I know, but I'm going to tell you, I think that game's going to be closer than 14.5 points. I'll tell you that right now. I just feel it. But and Cincinnati getting Flacco, they needed a serviceable quarterback to try to, you know, help their younger quarterback get along, I guess. I mean, and that's what his goal was, and that's what his job was in Cleveland. And that's why Gabriel didn't start when everybody was going, oh, Gabriel needs to start. Well, Gabriel still needed to prove a couple things. And I think when he came in the two-minute warning, or, oh, 2 minutes left in the game. Sorry, can't say warning. But anyway, when he came in the last 2 minutes of the game, I'm sure that was just another check in the box for him to be comfortable and to make him the starter. But overall, the Mariners, I don't know. I hope they win, but, man, I'd love to see the Dodgers and Phillies just both choke on chicken bones or something while they're playing their games, because I really want somebody new in the World Series. And if it isn't either one of them, I might even watch it.
Sounds good, Clay. Appreciate the phone call. Hey, the good news is the Yankees are out of the picture. The American League options are not bad. Frank, the American League options are not bad in terms of rooting interest. Seattle,
no,
Detroit, the Blue Jays, all a couple of, you know, I could get behind any of those teams. I could really get behind any of those teams. In the National League, yeah. I need the winner of the, I don't really want to root for the Cubs either. I basically just root for the Brewers in the National League. Do it for Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
Do it for Bob Uecker. It'd be nice to see the Brewers win it over the Cubs. I mean, I don't want to see the Cubs win a World Series. I also don't want to see the Dodgers or the Phillies win a World Series either. That'd just be rough. I mean, to see the Phillies win a World Series after the Eagles win a Super Bowl, ugh, talk about insufferable. Talk about insufferable that you have to deal with. All right. We didn't fully break down John Seidler's first end-of-the-season message that he sent Padres season ticket holders. We didn't really fully break that down. I mean, he did the whole, like, full eval thing. They always do that. Every team always does a full organization evaluation. And the teams that don't, they're bad. They're bad teams that don't do that. It's the Arizona Cardinals. It's the, you know, Cincinnati Bengals. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks, bad org. It's the Miami Marlins. I mean, just think about all the bad orgs, and then there's the Jets. Then the Jets. I don't think the Jets have ever had an extensive evaluation of their entire organization from top to bottom. But he wrote his little deal, right? And in a candid four-paragraph email to fans, Seidler acknowledged that the Padres' weaknesses were exposed in their wild card loss and that the, quote, process of getting better will begin immediately. It is a refreshing tone, blunt honesty instead of, you know, kind of a corporate spin, and signaling the franchise new expectation level, World Series or bust. I do like the fact that he said that, and this is, again, take it for what it's worth, but the Padres organizationally, the last, I don't know, couple of days, last week, it's been a week now, it's been a week since they've been eliminated from the playoffs. In the last week, you have heard the tone change from making the playoffs is now not good enough. We have to win in the playoffs. So I wonder if that sets up for a big move. Is that going to set up for a big move? Is that going to set up for any type of organizational change? Padres have made the postseason four of the last 6 years. They've posted back-to-back 90-win seasons for the first time in franchise history. Early exit obviously makes it feel like a failure inside Petco Park. And you know what? I'm glad they feel it's like a failure. We said it was a failure. I don't remember if we said it on Monday or if we said it last Friday. We said it was a failure. I'm glad the Padres organization is saying that making the postseason is not good enough. They need to win in the postseason. So a couple other things to really talk about when it comes to the mood at Petco Park and what they're talking about down there on Park Avenue at Tony Gwynn Boulevard and Trevor Hoffman Way or something like that? Tony Gwynn Drive and Trevor Hoffman Way. AJ Preller, Mike Schilt's futures. A couple of excerpts in the Kevin Acey article makes them expect that they're both going to be back. Preller's got 1 year left on his deal. I don't think there's any reason why the Padres should get rid of AJ Preller. I don't think there's any reason why they should get rid of AJ Preller. For what he has done in this organization, I think he has made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you right now, the last couple of years, he has done his best work, in my opinion. You could disagree, and my answer to you every single time when you want to make a move is who you bring it in that's going to be better. That's the question I ask. And so for me, I think AJ Preller has earned not only to come back next year in 2026, I think he has earned the right to get a contract extension. I think it would be foolish for the Padres to not give AJ Preller a contract extension. I think it would be foolish. Now, we'll see what happens in the next couple of years. Obviously, I wouldn't give him a contract for life, but he has earned a contract extension to be the general manager for the next handful of years. However many years you want to give him. I don't know, 2-year deal on top of it, 3-year deal, 4-year deal, 5-year deal. I think anything within 5 years is realistic. Mike Schilt's got 2 years left on his deal. It doesn't sound like he's going anywhere either. And to be honest with you, again, as we mentioned before earlier on the show, I don't think there's any reason to get rid of Mike Schilt. Is he the best in press conferences? No. No, he's not. It's not the best in press conferences. I think we all can admit that. I think there's a lot of things that he says that get irritating for a lot of fans and media members. But you know what? The guy wins. He won 90 games plus in back-to-back seasons. He has taken the Padres to back-to-back postseasons for the first time in franchise history since 04-05 or 05-06. He has done his job. I don't think he should be going anywhere either. Now, that being said, discussions will include, quote, expectations and day-to-day operations, as laid out in this article from Kevin Acey, which could imply some internal rebalancing of power or accountability. Mike Schilt's teams have won a franchise record 180. Get on it. This is for the betterment of the people of San Diego. They must be told about West Kentucky's uniforms tonight. You have to be. Spread the good news, Frank. I retweeted it from West Kentucky football. If you want to see it, go follow me on social media, @B_SURP, @B_SURP, West Kentucky football. This is the zombie land. It's called Zombie Land. I finally figured out what it was called. Okay, I'm used to seeing Cam Ward do this. Puts his hand over his nose.
You goober, you retweeted the video.
Exactly.
You didn't retweet the still image.
You can watch it. I sent you
the
still image.
I know you sent me the still image. I got it now. I'm saving it. Hold on.
So anyway, the zombie land thing. You see Cam Ward do it. He puts his hand in front of his face, and then he does, looks like he's saying he's stinky. Yeah, basically saying you stink. Zombie land, you're dead. It's over. That originated at West Kentucky. And then, from West Kentucky, over to Washington State, where Cam Ward inherited the you stink. And so what Big Red decided to do, since it's very popular all over the place, West Kentucky is making these uniforms that have cartoon Big Red doing the zombie land with his hand in front of his nose, or whatever his wherever his nose would be, I guess. I guess he does have a nose.
The nosal region.
Yes. He does have a little bump right there between his eyes that's a nose. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. now? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So he does have a nose. And then his hands out in front. Those are incredible. That needs to be the number one story on ESPN.com today. What a great uniform.
I agree with you there on that.
What a great uniform. They play tonight, don't they, right?
I believe so.
We got Kusa action on a Thursday. Why watch the Giants play on Thursday when you can watch West Kentucky unveil their big red, their newest big red uniforms?
You know what? That's funny because that's what I'll be saying, like in the first quarter after 5 seconds. I'm like, why am I watching this?
Actually, they don't play tonight, do they? Is that next week? Those uniforms are sweet, though. I love that.
They are. They are very nice.
They're in Conference USA. Let me look it up. I thought they played tonight. I guess they don't. They're off this week. They'll be wearing the uniforms.
Way to get everybody excited.
I know. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
If that's against
Florida International. Next Tuesday. That's Tuesday, baby.
It's Florida Worldwide.
Florida International.
Florida Worldwide.
You know what? If they beat the Toppers with the big red Zombieland helmets, I'll call them Florida Worldwide. Florida International at West Kentucky, 5 o'clock, ESPNU on Tuesday night. Check out the coolest uniforms in college football.
You got a couple of pretty decent games here tonight, I will say.
They are Frank Marchese approved.
Yeah. 4-1 Louisiana Tech versus 3-2 Kennesaw State. That's not bad. There's better, but that's not awful. 3-2 East Carolina versus 4-1 Tulane.
Both 1-0 in the American.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not bad. Kennesaw State and Louisiana Tech are undefeated, 2-0 and 1-0. Jacksonville State, Sam Houston, Bearcat with a K. That's your stinker.
They're 0-5. They're about to be 0-6. I think they're going to not win until they change their name from Bearcats with a K to Bearcats with a C.
And then Southern Miss versus Georgia Southern.
There's a lot of Southern going on there.
In the South as well.
Yes. The southern part of Mississippi is taking on the southern part of Georgia.
In the southern part of Georgia.
How about that? The southern part of Mississippi is favored by 2.5 points. There's your brief college football interaction there. I was going to go with, on this, where I got distracted, the Survivor picks, right? Because the NFL was going on. The NFL games this weekend are pretty, they're okay.
Not great.
And I know you're on bad speaking terms with ESPN. I would imagine you're not a big Chris Russo fan. Christopher Russo, what's your opinions on the Mad?
Are you kidding me? Mad Dog, I love Chris
You
Russo.
Love the Mad Dog. Yes. So you love when the Mad Dog is mad about stuff on Wednesdays on ESPN?
Yes.
Okay, the Mad Dog was mad about the morning slate of games for the NFL. Here's your morning slate of games that Mad Dog was mad about.
Jets, first of all, that's your morning game in London.
Yeah, Jets and Broncos. Tell me how it goes. You're weak to watch the Jets, buddy.
Don't.
Cowboys Panthers at 10 in the morning.
Don't put that evil on me.
He said 1 o'clock Eastern time slate. So this is the morning slate. So you got Cowboys and Panthers, Chargers and Dolphins. That's a trap. It's a trap. That's a trap for the Chargers at the Dolphins. Are you kidding? They never win in Miami. Cardinals at Colts.
Ugh.
Patriots at Saints.
Yeah.
Browns at Steelers.
Mm.
Rivalry game. Two. Bad. That division sucks, by the way. Seahawks and Jags.
I mean, good game, but it's two teams that who cares?
Rams and Ravens. That's your morning slate.
It'd be better if the Ravens had the opposite record to what they have.
Yeah, when I think a lot of teams would probably say that, Frank. Your afternoon slate, Titans and Raiders.
I meant it would be more appealing if it was a 4-1 Ravens team taking on a 3-2 Rams instead of a 1-4 Ravens team. It looks god awful.
You mentioned the girlfriend thing about the red zone and like not having an NFL team and all that stuff, right?
Yesterday? Yeah, this is the week. Yeah, this isn't
Fellas,
a bad week.
If your girlfriend does not like football,
unless you're a Niners or a Bucks fan, that's your one good game this week.
No. Fellas, if your girl is not a football fan, if she doesn't like the NFL, if she is constantly going like, let's go to a farmer's market instead of, you know, watching football or something like that, this is the weekend to do it.
You get a 1 week pass.
100%. It could be ladies too. Ladies, if your husband doesn't like football, whatever it may be, if your significant other does not like football and wants to do other things on a Sunday, because Sundays are great to do things in America's finest city. It's a great day to do. It's a great time to do things in America. This is the weekend to do it. Because the morning games are not good. What's the best game in the morning? Cowboys and Panthers? Seahawks and Jags, I guess, is the best game of the morning.
Yes. As far as quality opponent, yeah, but I mean it's Seattle,
afternoon.
Jacksonville.
Afternoon slate. You have three games. You have Titans at Raiders, you have Bengals at Packers, you have Niners at Bucks.
Niners Bucks is easily the best game there.
That is easily the best game, but also that is a game you can miss. And you can go to a farmer's market. Or you can go to the beach. Or you can go do other things.
We're double dipping Monday Night Football again?
Exactly. There you go. Now, just be home in time for Lions and Chiefs. That might be a decent game. But again, fellas, ladies, if your significant other, if your boyfriend, if your girlfriend, if whatever, does not like football, this is the weekend to do something on a Sunday. Let me tell you, this is the weekend to do it. You have a doubleheader on Monday Night Football, cash in on Monday. You have Bills and Falcons, Bears and Commanders. The night game is not bad. Get everything done before 5:20. It's great. This is the weekend to do it. Now, Nate Taylor was asking about the Survivor picks. I like the Packers in a Survivor pick this week. There is no way. They're favored by 14.5 points. They're at Lambeau. They're playing a Bengals team that can't do anything without Joe Burrow. And a Packers team that is probably upset about the last couple of weeks they've had. I got the Packers. That's definitely a good Survivor pick this week. The other team I like is I like Indianapolis at home against Arizona. Arizona's kind of a circus. Arizona, with the week that they've had, did we talk about Arizona finding their head coach? Did we talk about that at all?
No, that's in the sports thread today, though. Coming up next segment, as a matter of fact.
I'll save my thoughts for that then. That's all you need to know about the Arizona Cardinals. Colts have looked pretty good. I still think they're pretenders with Indiana Jones. But, you know, that being said, Indiana Jones is going to keep, you know, buy the stock. You can continue to buy the stock. But you're going to have to sell it very shortly. You still have time to hang on. Hold. Diamond hands. Hold on to the Indiana Jones stock. I like them against Arizona in a Survivor pick, too. That's pretty much it. Like, Cowboys and Panthers, that's a little scary for me. Because the Cowboys, as good as the defense looked against the Jets... What's the term? There's still the Jets. Cowboys offense will be fine, but I don't know. The Cowboys defense is lousy. Broncos Jets. I don't mind the Broncos as a Survivor pick. It's a London game though. I don't know how that's going to play out. That would be my next level pick: Denver Broncos and a Survivor pick. Patriots at the Saints. I do like the Pats as a Survivor pick this week. If you've already picked some of those teams, New Orleans is awful. And they don't get to play the Giants this week. The Patriots look pretty good in their last game. I wouldn't touch the Browns-Steelers game with a 10-foot pole. I wouldn't touch Seahawks-Jags. I wouldn't touch Rams-Ravens. Titans-Raiders I wouldn't touch either. 49ers-Bucks I wouldn't touch. Lions-Chiefs I wouldn't touch. I don't mind the Bills at the Falcons. I think the Bills bounce back after losing at home to the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. But I think a lot of people have already picked the Bills in their survivor pools. If you could pick the Bills every single week and you're one of those pools that you're in, you know, the Bills are okay. I don't mind that pick either. I wouldn't touch the Bears-Commanders game. I really like the Packers this week in a survivor pick. You know, Eagles over the Giants tonight's not a bad pick either. Giants have any chance of winning tonight, Frank?
No.
Against the Eagles at home on Thursday Night Football?
No.
No, not even close.
Nope.
Frank is mesmerized by hockey that's on television. Is that a live game?
No, that's from last night.
Oh, my God.
I will say, though, writing out the numbers yesterday, we'll talk about it a little bit later on in the show. Kemp Scataboo, not too far off of the production that Saquon Barkley has given the Eagles this year. Hmm. I was surprised by that.
How about it? When we come back, I'll tell you that one thing we were going to talk about with the Padres. The simple fix that they can make that's not going to cost them a lot of money. We'll talk about that and get to our sports thread. The Brayden Cipretta Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan. Getting ready for the weekend? Got any weekend plans, Frank?
A lot of hockey. Watching hockey.
Is that your
all
favorite
weekend.
Sport?
It's third behind auto racing and baseball.
Rank your sports.
Auto racing, baseball, hockey would be top three. Soccer, four.
Then?
Like college basketball, five. College football, five. College basketball, six.
Then
NBA, where? NFL.
You like the NBA? Well, not really. It's way down your list. That's just anti-NFL.
I cannot stand the NFL.
He just hates corporate NFL. That's where we're at with that. All right, fair enough. Auto racing number one is
correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. End of the auto racing. I cannot wait for NASCAR.
Four wheels or two, doesn't matter. If it goes burr real fast, I'm in on it.
Let's talk a little bit about the fix for the Padres. I mean, we talked about earlier, I mean, there's a lot in the, you know, no, frankly.
That's what the NFL stands for, baby.
Rod loved my transition yesterday. We're talking about sandwiches from Mona Lisa. Speaking about mozzarella, let's talk about the Yankees.
Yeah.
Fresh mozz. I thought that was good.
It's rotten mozz is what that is.
That's, you know what? If there's no milk, it's not fresh. Yankees had no milk on their mozz. Wasn't fresh. Throw it out. Anyway. We talked about AJ Preller, Mike Schilt's futures. They're probably going to be here next year. Sounds like they're working on a contract extension for AJ Preller, as they should. They should have a contract extension for AJ Preller. On top of that, there's some other things, too, that we want to briefly touch on. Coaching staff movement. Number of staff members have expiring deals or could potentially be poached by other clubs. Ruben Diablo might be one of those players or coaches. He's contracted through 2027, but has long been seen as a future MLB manager, possible interview candidate elsewhere. Ben Fritz, who's done a great job as the bullpen coach for the San Diego Padres, could be pursued as a lead pitching coach by other teams hiring new managers. Seems a lot like college football now all of a sudden. Padres leadership is expected to reevaluate how the coaching staff functions, especially in maximizing player performance. Some of the stars are obviously under scrutiny. Front office remains puzzled by the inconsistency of star players. Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr., and others had stretches of elite play following the long lulls. The team is trying to determine whether 2025's inconsistency was an anomaly or a sign of long-term regression. There's quiet urgency, knowing some core players are aging and the competitive window, while still open, may begin to narrow soon. Going back to my open, you cannot punt on a Manny Machado prime year. Want to know why? Because there's not going to be many Manny Machado prime years in the future. I mean, that sounds kind of morbid, but at the same time, like, it's the reality of the situation. Every year, this is the prime part of Manny Machado's career. I think he's now on the top to starting to go near the end of the prime in the next handful of years. Internally, there's more frustration than satisfaction after another short playoff run. Expectations have shifted. Fans, players, and management all recognize that 90 wins don't mean much without postseason hardware. John Seidler's tone reflects a culture shift. Mediocrity and moral victories are no longer acceptable. And I agree with that. I agree with that. There should be no such thing as a moral victory. There's no such thing as a moral victory. You don't get moral victories. You either win or you lose. And they lost. You can say what you want about competing, right, in general in sports. There's no such thing as a moral victory. You lost. There's nothing to be celebrated by that. So I like the fact that the organization is not tolerating just making the playoffs. I think us as fans should not tolerate just making the playoffs. I think a lot of you have. I think a lot of people are upset about the Padres not advancing in the playoffs for 2 years in a row now. I like this transition that the Padres organization is going through. Making the playoffs is not good enough. For years it was because they never got there. Now it's about winning in the playoffs and finally getting the World Series. What is the fix? The offensive philosophy is obviously going to have to be under review. I like the line drive approach, but I like it paired with slugging. You have to have the ability to put the ball over the fence. You can't have a boom or bust team of just hitting home runs. And I thought this complemented that, and that's what's a big reason why 2024 was such a successful year for the Padres. But the problem with that is, again, you can't be boom or bust. Same thing goes with the line drive hitting approach. You need to have a mixture. You need to have a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A portfolio. You have to have a multiple asset portfolio when it comes to your offense. Find ways to win games in different ways offensively. This year, it was strictly contact heavy, line drive hitting, under hitting coach Victor Rodriguez. If you're going to say that mediocrity will not stand, does that mean somebody has to take the fall here? I'm not saying that necessarily needs to be the case, but we know Preller's coming back. We know Mike Schilt's coming back. Ruben Niebla signed under contract through 2027. I mean, something has to change here. And if you believe that you cannot roll with the exact same team and the exact same plan in the 2026 that you did in 2025, because that is the definition of insanity, something needs to change. The easiest thing might be having to tweak the offensive philosophy for the Padres. Stats dropped off mightily. In 2024, the Padres' home run rank in Major League Baseball was 10th. They were the 10th best team in hitting home runs. In 2025, they were 28th. In runs scored, it was 8th. In 2024. In 2025, it was 18th. And in OPS, I mean, these are the three biggest stats right now in Major League Baseball in terms of offense and evaluating your offense. OPS in 2024 was 6th best in Major League Baseball. It dropped down to 16th in 2025. In the postseason, the lack of power was glaring. The offense was productive situationally, but lacked the slugging punch that drives October's success. There is a growing belief inside the organization the team needs more thump and a balance between Mike Schilt ball and true power bats. That is the cheap alternative. That is where you're going to have to make a massive change for the San Diego Padres. Being able to win and score runs in multiple ways. Because they got into a lull, and this is what it was the entire season. That needs to be the biggest change. I'm not saying they got to fire anybody. Maybe they do. I don't know. But that is going to be through, I think, the thorough review that the Seidler family is going to do with the organization to establish that just making the playoffs is not good enough. What else is going on in sports, Frank? Time to get to our sports thread.
You know that group chat, the one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, Frank, what's going on in the sports world?
Well, I know we try to do non-local sports topics here, but there was really only one place where this particular story fit, and that was here. So we're going to go with this. NASCAR has officially finalized its road course for San Diego here on the Basic Coronado for next year. Posting the course map, which was originally planned for late last month, has been delayed partially due to the government shutdown. The announcement could come as early as next week, with tickets going on sale very soon afterwards. And reports are that there is already a simulator version of the circuit out. Again, we should get the track map very, very soon. Drivers are already running on it, already testing on it in the simulator. So very, very good news coming out of the NASCAR race here next year.
Should be cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Again, NASCAR, if you guys need any help, let me know. I will promote this thing to the hills.
All right.
Number two.
The Stanford football program has received a $50 million gift from a former player, marking a significant donation as it attempts to revive the fortunes of the program under general manager Andrew Luck. It is the biggest individual gift in Stanford football history outside of facilities, and an unusually large one for an individual program. Donations of that value are typically tied with buildings or facilities. The donation comes from former Stanford football player Bradford M. Freeman, who graduated from the school in 1964 and has been a major Stanford donor for decades. The Cardinal are currently playing catch-up in the modern college football landscape, finishing 3-9 in each of their last four seasons. Stanford is 2-3 this year under interim head coach Frank Reich. That's a big infusion of cash to go into the Stanford football program.
Huge infusion of cash. They obviously, the football alumni, the anonymous football alumni that donated the $50 million.
It's David M. Freeman.
David M. Freeman.
Bradford M. Freeman.
Sorry. Bradford M. Freeman is sick and tired of watching Stanford football look like crap. They suck. I mean, they went to Hawaii and got their ass kicked. I mean, they
go
suck.
Go Warriors.
Yes, there you go. Go Warriors, always. Rainbow Warriors. That is what that tells me. They're like, we got to, this is embarrassing watching Stanford football play football. They got SMU this weekend. They're 2-3 on the year. I mean, I just, they're not good. They haven't been good in years. I mean, I think the last time they're good is when they had Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple years after that. I mean, they were really good, and now they suck, and there's really no movement moving forward with Stanford football. So that is a football alumni tired of watching Saturdays look miserable and wants to fix the problem.
Yep, absolutely. And good on him. I mean, if you have the money.
Number three.
Can't take it with you.
Can't take it with you.
The Arizona Cardinals are fining coach Jonathan Gannon $100,000.
Stupid.
For his sideline altercation with running back Amari DeMarcado after DeMarcado dropped the football before crossing the start-finish line. The goal line in the fourth quarter of the loss to Tennessee that would have been a 72-yard touchdown run. In a video later posted on social media, Gannon was seen walking over to DeMarcado on the sidelines as he was being consoled by left tackle Paris Johnson and getting in the running back's face. He continued to rant as he began walking away from DeMarcado and appeared to make contact with the running back's arm. Really? We're going to fine this guy for that now? You made him do a public apology, and then the day after the public apology, you fine him. Really? Come on.
What type of ability does he have? Like, what type of authority does he have? He has none. As a player, I'd be like, I don't have to listen to you. You're just going to get fined if you yell at me. They care more about the guy. The guy, Amari DeMarcado. I love Amari DeMarcado. He's a TCU guy. Helped win the Fiesta Bowl for the Frogs in that building. He should be cut. They should have cut him after that. You are a professional football player. You get paid to play football. You made the most bonehead move and cost your team a win. Arizona should cut DeMarcado.
Which
they should have cut him.
That mistake, for whatever reason, is becoming more and more...
It's selfish.
It's selfish. Happening more and more
he
now.
He put him looking cool over the team winning. Cut his ass. He should have been cut. You shouldn't have fined the head coach that was upset about the player doing said thing. Because here's the deal. That coach is evaluated on wins and losses. That affects his family. That affects his livelihood. He needs to address that to the other paid professionals. Football is a mean game. It is played by men, and sometimes men cuss. And you know what? I don't know why they're fining him $100,000. If that was the case, if I'm him, I quit. I'm going somewhere else. This is BS. This is why the Arizona Cardinals will never, ever win. For stuff like this, they will never win. Ever.
Prevalent was the word I was looking for. That mistake is becoming more and more prevalent every single year.
Selfish. Being selfish.
Number four.
On Wednesday, Giannis Antetokounmpo reiterated his commitment to the Milwaukee Bucks as they prepare to start the regular season, but also said it would be human to change his mind down the line. These comments came in the wake of reports by ESPN's Sham Charania, earlier this week that the Bucks engaged in trade discussions with the New York Knicks this offseason about a potential deal for the two-time MVP. Interesting to say, yeah, I'm here, but if I change my mind, it's only human. You don't hear that often from players who are saying, yeah, I'm loyal to you guys.
I'm going to be loyal to you unless I get more money or there's a better opportunity to win when I meet with all my friends in the NBA and we make a super team. So this is why people don't like the NBA. It's not competitive. They don't want to go try to win a championship unless they're on like a super team. He's protecting himself because he doesn't actually want to stay there. That's my take on that. Frank, good job with that. When we come back, What in the world is going on in Chapel Hill, North Carolina? We'll keep you informed. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at @B_SURP, at @BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at @B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at @B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.